It's the Frobot, aka Young Terminator, aka Bitch I Might Be, and you're listening to the Frocast podcast presented by NappyAfro.com. Step back.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 247. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. your sneaker cousin, a.k.a. Beard Jedi, and the shoes of the day. I went ahead and rocked the aluminum, the steel SBs, the Nike SBs. Jerm, you see a picture of those on the Instagram. Sitting there with the homie King Jerm. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
What up, people? It's your boy King Jerm, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the most slandered, a.k.a. Chubby Brister, a.k.a. man, back in the building, man.
And we're not alone. We got the full not royal alone, family but... in the building, sitting in with the queen. Say what's up to the people, queen.
Hi, people.
We got it.
I don't have no AKAs, so I'm going to let y'all do that.
No, we're not doing your AKAs.
I ain't say it. I just don't have none. Move on.
We're moving on.
I mean, right. It's like we got checked right at the show start.
Exactly. Like, I mean.
This is what happens when I hang with Jerm. I get checked for no reason.
It's not personal.
Oh, okay. That works for me then. You're the first person to say that. I appreciate it. How y'all been?
Good.
I mean, how you been, bro? We've been doing shows, buddy.
Wow.
I mean, you know, we've been keeping this thing afloat. You know what I'm saying? Them boys over at the Fro Horseman trying to catch up with us and shit. So, you know.
First of all, that's not going to happen.
Sorry, I went up a month of vacation. A month of vacation.
I missed like three shows.
It's like a month, all right?
Well, four shows would be a month, technically.
It's all Black History Month, man.
That sounds appropriate. Ain't that how it's supposed to be done? Ain't that, I mean, you know, if I was an immigrant and I came over here to work for you know, to help build a better country, that's what I would do, right?
True indeed.
I'm just saying, that's what we had to do. I appreciate y'all holding it down, you know what I mean? And I'll probably take another month of vacation here tomorrow or something.
Jesus.
I'm trying to be like, be easy, man. Be easy, take some break. He didn't take a break this time, so I jumped in. Somebody had to take the vacation.
Speaking of vacations, all right. Uh-oh. We had a question last week on the Frocast. It was crazy hypothetical. So I'm going to go ahead and ask you, since I called you on your phone, you didn't answer. And if you listened to the show, you would have heard me call you, but obviously you didn't listen to the show either. So, you know.
It's a vacation.
But it's all right. I mean, I listen to the podcast when I'm driving and stuff, like all kind of stuff. But hey,
I missed one show. I should have missed this show, it sounded like. But go ahead with your question.
Okay, man. For $1 billion, with a B.
With a B.
With a B. Would you have sex with an animal?
Whoa. Do I get to pick the animal?
Sure.
Oh my god.
That's a lot of money. Does anybody get to know about it?
I mean, maybe.
Said I mean, can record him for $1 million.
Beezy said you could record him for $1 billion.
No footage for $1 million.
No, he said no footage for $1 million. You can record me for a B. GQ Blue said absolutely not, because you know, if he did it, then they might want proof, and then he had to do it again, and then they might try to take his money. So he said no. Chuck the Gambler said, of course he would. That's a lot of money. I said I would. Queen Jern said she wouldn't.
And I said, if you did, I would not mess with you.
She would leave me, take her half and then leave me.
You don't get half of that. That's not a situation where you get half.
Exactly. It's not.
Nah, like, it's not like you helping him push or something like that. You're not doing no work. You get no, you don't get half of that.
Well, in this household, we split our winnings. So
yeah, and you're not gonna leave me.
You might not know I was gonna leave you in the moment. Now that you know, then that's not the route you should take. But what I'm saying is, I'm out.
So sorry, answer the question.
So let me put some parameters around this.
No, there are no parameters.
I got to. This is the only way I do it. Look, for $1 billion, I can kill whoever sees. So I'm smashing for $1 billion.
Thank you. That's what I mean.
And it's $1 billion. You might have to give me a couple of extra $100,000 to stop.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. Like, the reason that we have the myth of mermaids is because sailors used to fuck this fish called a dugong. apparently the dugong has bottom parts like a female. So that's why they came up with the mermaid. They used to fuck these fish. For $1 billion, I think I would have to find a dugong.
Oh, my.
I mean, like I said, I wouldn't do
that. Y'all have given way too much thought into this.
It's $1 billion. I mean, it's a crazy hypothetical. That's what you do for hypothetical.
The
man.
Thought process was over when he said $1 billion.
See y'all doing these type of things.
Well, call them up. The phone number is 347-201-2572. You already have three niggas that's affiliated with Nappy Afro that said they will fuck an animal for $1 billion. So if you got $1 billion and you want to see an animal get fucked for $1 billion, give us a call. What's that number again? It's all right.
I don't know it. I don't work here.
347-201-2572. Leave a message. We'll call you back.
for $1 billion, the only thing off limits is kids. I think anything else is getting smashed for $1 billion.
Oh my gosh.
$1 billion with a B?
Yeah. I just can't do it.
That's a lot of money, baby. You got to think about it. $1 billion.
$1 billion.
But you talking about dogs, cats, horses, sheep.
Any animal.
A lot of these animals are getting fucked for fun.
Yes. Like some people are doing it because they sickos. And we're going to talk about that on the damn thing. But keep going.
I mean, it was a dude.
I'm going to have it. But I mean, it's just gross. But okay. I'm roll with it. Thank God nobody's offered you $1 billion.
You better be glad.
Hey, you damn right.
I would have animal guts all over me for $1 billion. I mean, I wouldn't eat it or nothing like that. I just put a condom on. Like I said,
that's still gross. But go ahead.
It's not gross.
That's sick.
$1 billion. $1 billion will hard. Heal a lot of Don't. Ills.
It got hard for $1 billion, not for the animal. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, and we didn't put parameters. Like, we didn't have to have completion. We didn't have to enjoy it. This is pretty much just penetration.
Yeah, I've been crying the whole time. Like, oh, I can't believe we're doing this.
You might get, like, a stroke. $1 billion? You didn't say I had to finish?
Bow! I mean, you're talking about the mermaid fish, so you gonna do it. You gonna bust a nut in this here.
No, I just say it's got to be the most optimal situation. And apparently, there's a whole fantasy made about this damn fish. The fish must got that bomb. So I'm saying, if you're going to do it, you might as well go for the A-list. Shoot high, man.
It better stay where they come out of damn ocean.
Voices.
That shit wet as hell. Ain't no sneaking hole.
This is what we talk about. I don't know if you're a first-time listener. Yes, this is what we talk about.
There's no sneaking home or washing that shit off.
Yeah, man.
God damn. Ain't no STDs. I wonder if fishes have fishes. Plenty of fishes have STDs.
Well, that's what they say.
Fishes.
They let them say it all at now.
Plenty of fishes.
Plenty of fishes have STDs. I don't know, man.
Probably not going to.
Yeah, you missed a lot of the hypotheticals, man. We had another one the week before that. We'll talk about if you got a hall pass, who would you use it with? Would you use it with an ex? A sex worker, a tender date, role play, or you're not taking the bait at all.
That wait, we didn't include celebrities.
I mean, that's
if you want to add them on the list.
I mean, if you just had, if you just had if your wife gave you a hall pass, who you using it with? We're trying to be realistic because none of us have any celebrities on speed dial we can call to smash. At least I don't think so.
You know me, the queen is hot.
Yeah,
a hot commodity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not ever using a hall pass on an ex. That's a waste of a hall pass. Now go ahead.
No. I thought you were still going through your thought process.
I don't know who the answer would be, but it definitely wouldn't be an ex. Now anything else is probably fair game. It wouldn't be a dugong.
Co-worker. Oh yeah, co-worker.
I work from home, so that's not going to work.
Oh, okay. Well, this is to get you to do something risky.
Yeah, it's all right not taking the bait, man. He not doing the bait. He like me. He's smart. He's not gonna take the bait.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I mean, you take bait anyway. They just open up a can of worms. Everybody's screwing now.
Yeah, but we do have an outline this week, people. We're not gonna talk about old shows. It's all right, missed.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
You feel some kind of way?
No, not really.
It sounds like it.
It sounds like you feel some kind of way. You upset? You want to? I mean, we need to talk this out. You want to catch me outside? Good. Which one is it?
Nah, man. We'll catch you outside. No, we good, man.
I'm just saying.
Phone on silent.
I feel like he kind of set this that hypothetical question up with the question that he sent in. A mailman breaks in the house and screws a family pet?
Yes.
This actually happened.
In Minnesota.
Yep, they ain't got shit else to do but fuck animals in Minnesota. Well,
Okay, why did the mailman break in the house?
He was actually a
temp.
A temp. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
It's not even a real mailman.
Yeah, he was working with the mailman, and he stopped at somebody's house, and I guess the dog was looking so seductive, and he was just like, yo.
Wait, so, okay, what kind of dog? Not that it matters, but I have to ask this. What kind of dog was it?
They didn't say the dog for, you know, they want to keep it anonymous, so, you know, no other dogs knew he was raped or nothing like that.
Okay, so, like, there's two ways to look at this, right? If it was, like, a pit bull or something like that, he was getting revenge.
Yeah.
If it was a pocket dog, he thought it was cute.
Yeah, basically he said, you know, the owner had like a camera in his house and then he seen the shit. So that's when he...
Did he see it or did he watch it? We need to make this distinction.
Yeah, look. You had to see a little bit to know what was going on.
But did he see it or did he watch it? There's a distinction that needs to be made here.
I'm going to say he watched it because he wasn't home at the time.
Savage.
I mean, I guess you would... Yeah. You seen your man, that's sad.
Just lock that man up. That's all.
Yep. And they say he's only facing like a year. But they say he's facing more time for breaking in the man's house than he is for the actual bestiality, man.
Yeah, because that's a misdemeanor. The felony was the breaking in the house.
Yeah, the dog was just a misdemeanor. So they were just like, it's nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't really lock him up. Like, what do you do in prison when they ask you what you're in for?
I'm breaking and entering. I don't B&E, dog. I'm not telling you.
But this is gonna come, like this made the papers. Like they're gonna know whatever prison he showed up.
Yeah, yeah.
He was fucking a poodle.
That's what they calling him in jail right now.
Calling him what?
Animal fucker. Like, hey.
Got a doggy dick.
I think he had like a low ass bond too, so he could bond out. Like you know what I'm saying? It was just ridiculous. Hmm.
Yeah, gross.
I wonder if he was was he like, did he get in doggy style or was he holding the dog up in the air?
I mean, there's only one way you can hit a dog, I assume, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you sure not gonna lay on her back, you know what I'm saying?
But was he holding the dog up like by the shoulders? Was the dog suspended in the air and spinning like a kebab?
Really?
You know, we made a s'more with the dog.
Deal with y'all.
Look, I have enough problems with the temp. We got temp mailmen here. And my biggest problem is they show up in different cars every week and they know my name and I have no idea who they are.
Exactly.
So, you know, you walk in the mailroom, Mr. Wright. I'm like, hold on, bro. Who are you? You know where I live. I don't like that shit. But now you got to worry about them losing your package and fucking your dog.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. Like, how seductive was that dog? Stretching or something? He I mean, like, what? Where did you go from, like...
Delivering a package.
Yeah, delivering a package to fucking my dog. Like, man, what the fuck, man? Yeah, like,
I mean, the phrasing. Phrasing, delivering a package.
Yeah. Yeah.
Phrasing. I think he was just completing the job.
Like, yeah, you know, through rain, sleet, or snow, man. You're just like, hey, man, the job got to be done.
Might be time to get a P.O. box.
Yeah. I mean,
you can't have the mailman coming in and fucking your dog.
I mean, post office, you're supposed to have, you know, clearances and something, man. Yeah, dog.
That's the temps, though. Like, he probably didn't even have a mailman uniform. Somebody should have called the cops because they don't even get the uniforms. They just, my mailman wears polo shirts and jeans and shit. Like, I really don't understand how this works, but that's, I guess, you know, Prince. Prince was in Minnesota, right?
Kirby Puckett and Prince, and Adrian Peterson. Currently, the only black people ever live in Minnesota.
Adrian Peterson on the way out. He's going to Boston or some shit. Can't blame him for that. This sounds like the place you need to leave, by the way. For anybody listening, if we have any listeners in Minnesota, get the fuck out. They fucking your dogs and you get snowed in. what, John, where did you get these stories, bruh?
I know, right?
The internet, man.
Jesus Christ.
But this next story, man, it just reminds me of Be Easy, how he's going to end his life if he don't tighten up and
phrasing.
Get a woman or something, you know, get some more friends that, you know, actually check in on him.
A dog?
Yeah, he's a dog. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we got to need to get him a dog or $1 billion. Somebody's got to intervene. A 50-year-old Japanese man found dead in his apartment under his 6-ton porn mag collection. I have that question. Yes.
Okay. Said the rent man, the landlord was like, yo, tenant ain't paid rent in a couple months. You know, I think he skipped out on the rent.
First question.
Yeah.
How do you miss out on a couple months of rent? Have you ever been late, one day late on rent?
Yeah.
there's no months. Like, but the first of all, they let you know when you pull into your complex or where you at. Rent is due today.
Yeah.
So the time is ticking. Out there. Yeah, the sign's out here. The rent is due. After that third day, when they take the sign down, they're looking at you funny when you pull in.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of months?
Yeah. So he goes up, checks on the man, and sees that it's like magazines and porn everywhere in the house. I mean, a bunch of it. And then what do you find? You find the man up under stacks of porn magazines, dead.
After you get somebody to come and clean the place out because you think the man has abandoned the place. Yeah. And then you find his body, which I think is sick, because if the people who were coming in there to clean it, I understand he's covered in these magazines. But how you don't smell this man? Because they say he's supposed to have been in there for a month.
Oh, a month.
Yes. I have a question.
He was dead for a month.
Yeah, maybe the magazines and the cold, maybe it's cold over there, kept the smell down, but I don't, still, like,
yeah, it's like decomposing body with paper, which means it's more absorbent. I don't know. It's a lot of questions. Like, where do you live where you could have 12,000 pounds of support? What house is this?
Maybe he lived on the bottom floor, maybe.
No. Well, he deserved to die like that. Because that's just gross.
Nobody deserves to die.
Yes, he does. Jesus, that's stuff should have been fell on his ass. You telling me you got 6 tons of porn in your house? He probably jacked his shit to death. That's why he probably passed out and knocked over a pile of that crap on top of him.
But are you asserting that this man had these magazines nicely stacked up and he busted a nut so hard that he fell into the magazines and died?
Yeah, that sounds
good. Jesus Christ.
Look, a little 300-pound stack fell on him. He couldn't just move it off of him. He just like, ah.
He started flailing at that point and then kicked the next pile.
And then, look, then he realized he was trapped, so he's like, might as well rub another one out.
How do you do that without paper cuts?
Hey, that's probably what he died from, paper cuts. He had 1,000 paper cuts.
He's just leaking everywhere.
Yes, sir.
Oh. All of somebody just glitching.
The smell. So you got the sperm smell. You got the decomposing body smell.
Old
you got
man smell.
Old man smell. He's only 50.
That's old.
I mean,
man.
He Asian too. Oh, God.
Shit. There goes our goddamn
thing. They smell funny already.
There goes our sponsor.
Basically, Queen Germ. There she is. She's that should be one of your AKAs, man. Everyday racist.
Shit.
Anybody can get it.
Yeah.
God damn. 6 tons. How? Be easy. Let us know how much money that is.
Be easy. Like, I don't think that story's real. I'm like, of course you don't believe that, because you see your mortality right there. You like, you know that's you. You know. But he was like, first off, I wouldn't have that many magazines. I was like, you know.
I think technology has got us spoiled.
Yeah.
I don't remember the time when you had to have magazines. And that's a lot of work. Magazines, lotion, balance, turning pages. That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, but I mean, some people might want to go old school with it. Be like, yo, I like the vintage feel of looking at a magazine. You know, the digital thing. You know, I got this offline, so that might mean 10,000 other people got to put this magazine right here in my hand. I feel a connection with, I don't know, man. I'm just trying to make
sense of
it.
Sounds like you can connect to the story.
Nah, I've only bought one porn magazine in my whole life, and I felt like, I couldn't believe it. I was just like, when I bought it, I gave it away. I was just like, man, you can have this shit, man. Like, because, you know, back in the days, there was no such thing as Photoshop. So you see a girl in a magazine, she got marks out. You know, it ain't like today where it's smooth and it looks good. You know what I'm saying? They fix it up. Nah, back then it wasn't none of that.
Was that right?
Yeah, I bought a Blacktail magazine. I would never forget, from a little grocery store, and I was just like, how am I gonna get this out of here without knowing what I'm buying? And it was just weird, man. So,
and that was that before they started putting them in the plastic bags so you couldn't open the magazine
with the little black, they had like a little bit of it over there so you couldn't see like ass and titties, but it had that little black block on it. I was probably 18 at the time, so you know, I was, you know, trying to, you know, I'm like 18, you know, I can go in here and buy a nudie magazine now. But then I looked and I realized, like, this shit's whack. It's a magazine. If somebody catch me with it, they're going to think I was doing something. So I just give it away to one of my homeboys.
After you looked at it?
Once you look through it one time, I mean, I'm not going to look in the magazine and jack off. Like, that ain't cool. You do that when you're like 13 or 14.
That's what it is. They got age limits on that?
I mean, that's when you start. You
look I would say that 50's plenty over the age limit.
Yeah, 50 is way. You should be finding real women. Like, why did you got 6 tons of porn? You could have porn. You could have bought you one of them real dolls and had a great time. But
I'm giving a lot of thought into this.
Oh! You mustn't hear show episode 74, where I said that if I met you, I'll buy me a real doll. You know what I'm saying?
If you did what now?
If I had a lot of money, just to waste.
And you can buy a real doll to do what with?
I mean, just, you know, for the times when you out of commission.
Really?
Just saying.
Really?
Is that cheating, Queen Jerry? If he sleeps with a real doll, is that cheating?
Yeah.
How's that cheating?
You busting a nut in anything other than me.
Oh my God! So he's cheated with his socks several times.
He shouldn't have had to, not when I've been around this place.
Oh, shit.
Now, if you doing it to the video that I sent you over the phone.
Oh, shit.
That's cool. That's us. But no, not the random.
Let me make sure I jot this down. What time to edit that shit out? Because can't let the people know that. The inside information on the royal family. Mm. Wow. But that's cheating. Well, that's cheating.
If I had sex with a real dog.
I don't feel comfortable over that.
It's a dog.
I mean, I can get me a real man if that's the case.
That's not the same.
It kind of is.
A real doll is a doll. It doesn't move. It doesn't do anything. It's a doll. Mm-hmm. And it's so, just like, you know.
It's some men that don't do nothing either but lay down.
If you want to go buy you a Lex Steel ding dongs, hey. I'm just saying, that's just a penis. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to be mad about that.
You won't?
You go get a real penis, yeah, I'm upset. But a toy, no, I'm not going to say that.
But why you want that? You trying to say I ain't good enough? What is that?
It's just a doll, man. It's like you create it, you make it, you build it from scratch.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'll be built in your image, though.
No, I don't want that. That don't make it no better.
Yes, it does.
You're gonna do like Sky and get the pussy molded after the wife? Is that what you're gonna do?
Mm-mm. Nah, I mean,
what I'm saying? That's cheating.
That's not cheating.
You trying to get some new cooch and you gonna tell me that's cool?
But it's a dog.
Okay, we good. We good. Move on, next subject.
Next show, his ass gonna be divorced. It sounds like this is not going well. From the $1 billion.
Look at it. It's already drama. It's all right, boy. I tell you, boy.
Wait, it's this is on me?
I know where I stand. I'm glad I know it took 16 years for me to find out, but I'm glad we're here.
16 years? You gotta let him get a dog.
No, hell no. My stuff is the bomb.
I'm not debating that. It's
not an indictment on you at all.
It's not an indictment at all. I'm saying if a brother's gonna step out, it should be with a doll instead of with a real person.
It shouldn't be with anything. But it's all good. Fair enough. That's what y'all like to do, that's fine. Hey,
wait a minute, how did I'm not fucking a doll, by the way.
I mean, it sounds like you're rooting it on, so.
If I get $1 billion, though, that doll is fucked up.
Yeah, the doll costs like $5,000.
Okay.
I would definitely.
All I want is a $300 Brahmin bag, and I get trouble from that. But okay, you buying $5,000 doll babies, but okay.
Wait, they $5,000?
Doll baby. Let's go there.
A doll baby.
Is $5,000 for one of them things?
Hell yeah, unless you want to use one, sorry.
And then you don't look into it and know the price.
I seen it on TV.
Okay.
Unless you want to use one, sorry. And I don't think you want one, though.
Well, I mean, it's the same difference, right? You get a used girl on the streets. It's the same thing. Let's not act like this is different.
But you don't want nobody used doll, sorry.
I think the used doll is going to get cleaner than the chick on the streets.
I don't know, man. Like, the used doll, like, what if I never clean my doll and I'm selling on Craigslist? I'm like, hey.
Then I clean it. I will sterilize it. But you can't sterilize Brenda from down the street.
She sterilizes herself every month when she get a period.
No, she just cleans herself out. That's not sterilized. She got an STD. Some of that shit ain't no coming back from. Ain't no STD in the doll. This show is terrible, by the way. Who made this outline?
Queen Germ, man.
You tell a lie. She's like, yo, what? I don't even have an AKA. I'm not making an outline for
this.
She's
like, yo, what do you want to talk? She's like, should we talk about this? Jesus. I mean, since we talk about sex, man, might as well talk about the smart condom here, so all right.
Hey, let's go ahead and finish. I mean, if we're going to get fired, we might as well do it all the way.
Oh, we got one more sex topic after this, too.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I wish I would have came up with that. I really do.
What?
That smart condom. That shit is, like, crazy.
No, it's not.
Christmas 2017.
Please explain the smart condom.
Passing
for us,
out the
please.
Gifts. Passing them out.
Explain what it is to the people. Then.
Well, it's supposed to be like a Fitbit for your dangling.
Yes. It keeps up with your
strokes, your thrust, the timing, and all that stuff. That sounds
good.
Your
heart rate and all that stuff.
All the stuff that's going on in the bedroom. You never want to know your stats.
No.
That's what it is. That's cool.
I know my stats.
I'm a scientist. That shit is hot.
But I mean, my stat is, hey, I bust, she bust. That's good. Go to sleep. I don't need to know, oh, you did 600 thrusts or 12,000 thrusts. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
that's cute. It's just something cute to know.
It measures girth. Let's read the
specifics.
Yeah. Know your stats, baby.
And then you can even share it. It says is
and then you can look at it like you Fitbit somebody and you see what they're doing, then you can compare your strokes and your stuff with the next person. I mean, it's just like crazy data.
So tells you how many calories you burn during intercourse, how many thrusts, speed of your thrusts, the durations of your sessions.
So
you can say, when I'm with the speaker, I'm doing this. When I'm with the doll baby, I'm doing this. It's amazing. Amazing device.
What's going to happen is that we will soon have a smart condom Tinder, where people are going to be posting up their stats. People are going to be getting dates based on smart condom stats. The problem is when you get those stats, when you hack somebody's stats, and you show up, hey, your Fitbit, your sex bit Tinder said that you give me 45 minutes. What's this 3 minute shit?
Hey, be like, hey, like I said, you going to have some nigga like, it's going to be, oh, man, you can break in lying about their stats or, you know, hey, it might have been a bad night. My stats might not read like it usually read. I mean, you just have an off night.
And you know? Then, look, I just had a birthday. This sounds like too much pressure for me.
Yeah.
It sounds fun to me.
This is way too much pressure. You got, so if, and then what if there's malfunctions? You know, malfunctions always happen at the worst time. Somebody's going to die because the smart condom malfunctioned. They got shocked to death.
Something is going to be.
Hey, it's a risk that I'm willing to take.
Really? What happened to just putting the records on to count how many songs they lasted?
Y'all said y'all was willing to screw dogs for billions of dollars, and I can buy a smart thing for your dingling. We can play with that. That's fun.
I actually said for $1 billion, it'd be a fish. Just want to point that out. I'm not fucking puppies. I don't know if that's better or not.
Hey, look, Rod Jones said he'd do a fish because he'd know a fish should be clean.
See?
He don't know no better. Him don't know no better.
If you fuck a fish, do you eat it afterwards?
Hell no. I don't even eat fish anyway, so I definitely would eat one after I plugged her new.
So, but you would plug a chicken, right? Because you can eat that later.
No, I'm not.
Let's not eat none of the stuff.
That we had sex with it. You can go on about your business. I'm not gonna kill you or nothing, because I feel like you already did through enough.
Nah, somebody's got to die. It's $1 billion. I can kill somebody and get off. This is not a problem. Somebody's got to die.
Speaking of $1 billion, sorry, do you have $175 laying around your house anywhere that you wanna spend for Sidney G's 27th birthday? SWLASH. I don't know how you pronounce that word.
SWLA.
It's like splash, but with an SW.
Swalash.
Swalash.
Yeah, I can't donate the shit I can't pronounce.
Okay, so basically what it is it's a swingers. It's a swinger party. It's a birthday party. They're having like a grown up slumber party. Mm. Everything going on, it's like $95 for women, $175 for single men, and $175 for couples. And basically, 48 hours before the event, you get your address telling you where the event is, come in, they're serving food, they're having parties, and then everything goes after that. You know, you're not pressured into having sex, but you can have sex. They're not responsible for any STDs anything else that happens. I'm just like, whoa, how you put that in your waiver? Like, we're not responsible for any STDs. Like,
you're not. Why would you be?
I mean, it's your event.
They get you together. If you want to be irresponsible and you catch something,
they said they supplying condoms. You can bring your own. But it's going down to Atlanta. What was that this week? That,
for me, when you said Atlanta, that ended this discussion. The shit was already questionable as fuck. Atlanta? Hell no. Not even for $1 billion. That's the caveat.
Yeah, hold on. Let me read you the itinerary for the night.
Shit.
They say we eat dinner at 10, then the official party, swinger bash, starts at 12 a.m. There will be unpredictable acts occurring. The party will last until we fall asleep from too many orgasms. Then we'll wake up, enjoy a late breakfast together.
That sounds amazing. So, epic.
That's yeah, what, so you got dinner, late breakfast, snacks, and refreshments will be a constant thing. Sex gadgets to play with during and after the party. You get to take them home. Sex eye candy of both sexes. Plenty of alcohol. We'll provide fruity, brown, and white options for all guests. Oh, yeah, wine too. Surprises, lots of condoms, and of course, an amazing place to lay your head.
See, so here's the thing. They spent way too much time selling the shit that doesn't need to be sold. Fucking. There's no sale needed for fucking. I need to know the pregame. I need to know who's doing the testing, who's controlling the results, where these motherfuckers coming from. That's the shit I need to know.
Oh, no, none of that. Yeah, that has not been mentioned one time about who's, what's going on there. Now, I mean, the voyeur in me with, you know, me and the queen to go just to sit there and watch people do crazy shit. But I knew eventually the smell would get to me and I have to leave. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not with that shit. Like, I mean, it's like, I guess it's like going to the strip club, but not going to the strip club.
I'm sorry.
Not with it. That swing. I mean, I wouldn't do nothing. I sit back and just chill all night.
Now, this might be the old square in me showing my yellow. But I've been to an event, a strip club, where some random sex broke out.
Uh-huh.
I'm too square for that shit.
I mean, I'm not going to be participating. I mean, I don't care if it's like, I wouldn't do it. I mean, nah, because I feel like if me and Queen was sitting there getting it on, somebody think that's like, nah, babe, what the fuck is you doing? Like, go somewhere. Like, nah. Mm-mm.
But, like, the actual reaction that comes out of you when you see two strangers fucking in person... I was like, bruh, what the fuck happened? I turned into a bitch. I was like, ugh, what the fuck is going on? They smashing. It's time to go, bro. I don't know these people. I shouldn't be seeing your balls and I don't know your name. This is way too much going on.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
That'll throw me off right there. Like, yo, like, whoa.
Yeah, but y'all fucking dogs and fish.
That's for money. This is a hypothetical. This is a billion dollars. Here.
A billion dollars?
Once you start fucking animals, y'all ain't
no,
got
no. No, I'm not. I'm not gonna fuck another animal again. Once I got my billion, I'm be like, yo, man, it is what it is. Like,
for $1 billion, I will push a stranger's hips while he's fucking. It's $1 billion. It's a whole different ball game than random
sure
people
there's
fucking.
Some kind of, you know, mind erasing thing out there. I got a billion. I'll find somebody erase.
It's called a bullet. I got $1 billion. I'll kill you on national TV. I'm not concerned. I have $1 billion, bro.
Say what you want to about me.
I'll put on a cop uniform.
Look at that faggot over there. Get my new Rolls Royce.
I got $1 billion. I just put on a cop uniform and plant a gun on you, sprinkle some crack. I walk. It's $1 billion. Mm. But a sex party where they're talking way too much about the alcohol and not about the testing in Atlanta, I'm Gucci, bro.
So you know it's going to be some men in there knocking other men down.
Of course. It's a sex party. They didn't say anything about that.
Yeah, they said both sexes are welcome. So they ain't say, like, we only want straight sex. Nah, look, that party going to be off the chain, man.
Anybody coming now?
Oh, it's sold out.
Yeah, that shit. In Atlanta, that shit's going to pop. But watch the STD numbers going to go up even higher. I don't even know if that's possible. Like, as a city... Atlanta has AIDS rates like a third world country.
Damn.
So if you're going to have a party where people just showing up because they paid, first of all, why are you paying? If you're a single dude, how are they going to dictate if you're single or not? $175?
Yeah. But it's the same price for a dude that it is for a couple. But for a woman, it's like $90. Like
$99
for a single lady. Damn near $200 for a single man. Like, I'm like, whoa, what's going on here?
So $100 for a chick, $175 for a dude, that's $275, or as a couple, $175. I'm gonna get a homegirl and show up.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I'm gonna save some money, but why is
I said with my homeboys, I'm like, yo, bro, we going as this couple. We getting in for half price.
Yeah, but hey. See, you paint yourself in the corner, right? Because no, I'm sure they're gonna have wristbands or something. You can't come in and as a couple and be trying to smash the girls.
I'm like, yo, bro, like, yo.
They're going to be like, yo, you go to this room. Like, it's in Atlanta. Whoa. You know the houses are huge. You're going to be on the first floor. Like, hey, you paid for this. You a couple. Here you go. You down here with these cats.
And the couple on the couple floor, the single floor right here. You just sitting there looking stupid as a motherfucker. Like, damn.
I wonder if I would pay and just watch.
That's what I said. I mean, I can see that. You know what I mean?
Somebody gonna stink though. Yeah, I'm like you. It's a no go. Somebody's not gonna be clean.
It'll be cool for like if I'm right near a fan or something, and you know I don't get to smell nothing. Then yeah, but once like if it get hot in there, you know you got a bunch of niggas in the room, it's gonna get hot. You know what I'm saying? Then that smell of just sweat everywhere and ass. Nah, I'm good, bro. I'm good.
Think about the crowd. Look, this is a goddamn flyer on the internet for $175 to show up and fuck all night. Who do you think showing up to this shit?
They got a whole Tumblr for this shit, my nigga.
Oh, no. This is not going to be high quality shit. There's a lot of dirty assholes in there. It's a lot of STDs, dirty assholes. $175?
You can't be floating around there like that.
I think it's Kunda Link Cat, whatever. I can see the link so you can see it yourself.
I don't need the link. I'm not going. I'm not going.
Party that weekend. I could be in Atlanta for that.
I'm not. This is the worst shit ever. That shit is horrible.
Yeah, it's bad deal.
And you're in Atlanta. It's like fucking central. Why are you paying? I don't get it. I got too many questions, man.
I guess they say it's fun. You have a bunch of people just bouncing around all over the place.
Go to the Blue Flame, save about $100 and have the same experience.
But it's about the same. If you're gonna spend about $175 at the Blue Flame, at least. You know,
at least you get to smash something.
Yeah, you got an opportunity to smash something. You know what I mean? The Blue Flame, you know you're not smashing, not for that $175.
Shit, you going on the wrong night. Going on a Tuesday night.
Well, Tuesday night, everybody, yeah, okay. But still, like, you know, that. But I pay $175. I can smash 30 women versus this one stripper. You know what I'm saying? Like,
go to the Blue Flame at 4 a.m. on any night. Somebody's leaving the club disappointed.
You right.
You can smash for less than $175. And you ain't got to pay the two drink or three drink minimum.
Y'all talking like pros right now.
I don't know nothing about that, so all right.
I don't know nothing about that either. That's what I heard. Be Easy told me.
Yeah. Well, you know, Be Easy won't even go to the Blue Flame.
I know. That's why I said outside in the parking lot.
That's high class for him.
Damn. Hey,
yeah, man. Yo, Blue.
The first time I went to the Blue Flame, I pulled up and I wasn't safe. I was like, where the fuck are we at? This don't look right at all. That's in, like, there's Hood and then there's the Blue Flame. That shit. Hey, man. And this was back in 99 or 98. So I can only imagine it now with the progression of Atlanta, said sarcastically, what the hell it looks like now.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you remember Shorty Low did take his last visit to the Blue Flame.
Can't feel comfortable around a place that's parading a dead body around. Dead body and clits don't go together. I just want to say that. Make sure that we get that on record.
Hey, did you see that Dominican funeral where they had the man, they put a blunt in his mouth and shit?
What?
Somebody, it was a Dominican funeral and they wanted him to hit the blunt one more time, I guess. So he was in a casket. Somebody took a lit blunt and put it in his mouth.
So like, As a festivity, as a ceremony, it's supposed to be respectful and shit, but it's also expensive. Yeah. So why are you paying that much money to disrespect the dead person?
I mean, as Kid Mero said, if somebody don't do that to me at my funeral, I'm gonna be upset. Nigga, like, yo, like, nigga better put a blunt in my mouth when I'm dead, nigga. Just be like.
So you want to be.
If we put a weed head like that, I guess that's something that's just honorary. It's a sign of. I don't know.
Yeah, it's called teasing, though. Like, if you were alive, that's teasing.
No, it's not. You just throw that shit in my casket, man. At least somebody better throw a bag of weed in my casket when I die, man. I mean, you know.
You gonna wake up and smoke it?
I mean, my soul's gonna smoke it. It's just gonna go into my body.
It's your soul. Your soul needs to be higher?
Yes.
God damn.
First of all, I'm not in a casket because me and my son have already talked about this. My wishes are to be cremated, so, you know, because he was like, you can stay with me, Dad. And I was like, that's cool, bro.
Because
like,
you know you won't be at your mom at my house.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I just asked to take a little bit of my dust, put it in like a little charm, and wear it around your necklace or something like that. What's wrong with that? Kinda
what the sick. Fuck for?
So thank I always you. Be around.
For what? You're going to be around anyway. Your spirit.
I want to be sitting on the mantle. Like, dusty as fuck, you know what I'm saying? Just be in the house, man.
Why you just can't be in the graveyard?
I don't want to be in the graveyard. That's not, no.
So you don't want the body that you're no longer using to be in the graveyard.
No.
Who gives a fuck? You don't live there anymore. Do you go by your old apartment to check on them?
Sometimes.
That's a problem. You need to get that fixed.
I went by like last month sometime. I went by the old apartment. I was just looking at all the changes they done made and see what the new people have done. And I'm like, oh shit, I remember when we did that. That shit's still there. Da, da, da. You know, I mean, but I don't knock on the door. I'm like, hey, how you doing? I mean, nah, man, no.
That's because you understand that shit ain't yours no more.
Yeah.
Just like that body.
The body's mine.
It used to be yours. So do you want them to bury you in your own clothes, or you want them to get a different, you want to rent a suit?
I'm not, it's all right. I'm going to be cremated. I ain't going to wear no clothes.
He ain't going to know. If I'm still living, he's going to be in a box.
That's fucked up. You can't honor a dead man's wishes.
You're dead. Who cares? Haunt me.
To change your mind before you die. But, I mean, we went to New Orleans and you said you wanted to have a
second line.
We ain't second lining for no urn.
Why not?
Who's second lining for an urn?
I'm going to have a memorial service, correct?
For who?
For me.
I don't even know how that works, sir.
You just have a memorial. You have a picture of me up there. And y'all talk about the good times. You know what I'm saying? Saul Wright come through, pay episode of ProCast. Like, yo, this is the funniest shit. Yo, this is my nigga. This nigga made me laugh so hard when he said this shit, man. So I'm going to say it one more time.
Right, the sweet spot.
Gotta show you sweet spot. Like, you know what I'm saying? My funeral going to be a fun thing. It ain't going to be no crying. We sitting up there laughing, having a good time.
So you want somebody to be laughing over you and you 89 years old?
Yes. That's the way I live my life.
Maybe by the time you're 89, you would not.
No, I'm gonna be saying, little nigga, like, yo, like having like to have a good time. I might not be get there as fast as I used to, but I'm be like, yo, I'm still here.
Can we put the urn in some Adidas slides?
That'll work with me.
Hey. As long as it ain't in my house.
Damn.
So let's say, heaven forbid, you know, knock on wood, heaven forbid something happens to Germ.
It could be a decorative urn and nobody knows it's an urn. You like,
we'll know it's an urn, but go ahead. It's all right.
I mean,
so heaven forbid something happens to Germ. And we got the kids that are already, they've already apparently told them that they'll honor the cremation wishes.
Yes.
That's only if the mama ain't here. But the mama in charge if the mama's here.
So you would let the crying, screaming kids saying that no, he wanted to be cremated, not buried? I'm
crying and screaming. I let them know that your daddy told me before he died.
No, I'm not. I'm going to have it written in paper. I'm going to have it written down. This is what I want, man.
So are you gonna go down? Is it like gonna be on a nappy afro shirt?
That's cheap. You cremate me, have a memorial service, in and out. You ain't gotta worry about finding no box, no suit to put me in, and none of that stuff. None of that. Well, you know, I don't even wear suits.
Exactly.
So I wouldn't be buried in no suit. You know what I'm saying? That ain't gonna happen.
White tee and some ball and shorts.
Hey, whatever's clever. They gonna burn me up anyway. You gonna burn me up in that? That's fine. Shoot.
Once you get the death certificate, are you required to bury a motherfucker or cremate him? Like, can you just...
You don't have to bury him. I mean, you can do whatever you want to with the body, I guess. I don't know.
Wait, so there's got to be laws. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder how the legal shit got into this. Like, can you just go to a field and... I mean, they're dead. You got the death certificate.
I don't think because that might be messing with the soil and all that stuff.
This soil's already fucked up.
But I don't think
you know everything in this world is about money. They got to... market on everything.
Because they had that man in Georgia that time. He was a funeral director something. And he was taking people money and he wasn't buried. Man, they found out about it. Yeah, he wasn't cremating them. He was putting like empty caskets in the ground or some shit like that. And they went on his property and found like 300 bodies. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
Like, if you're going to be an asshole, at least cover up your shit. He's just stacking the bodies like it was lumber, like firewood.
And he was just burying them on his property. Like, he'd throw the funeral, he'd charge the people for a funeral and all that. They thinking they grandma and everything in the ground. And that thing, you know, years later, you find out the man that you insured your passing on to your people, this man got the body buried on his farm somewhere. Like, man, it was crazy, man. They said they found at least about 150 to 300 bodies or something. It was some crazy shit like that. I was like, God damn.
You know what would have been the giveaway? What should have been the giveaway?
What was that?
How buff he was. It's 150 bodies he buried? Hey, this motherfucker swole as shit. Hold on, bruh.
Yeah, you got to sell the con. Like, damn, it's a big-ass funeral director, boy. God damn. Right? Coffins and everything. Shit.
Jay, you been working out? You jacked as hell.
That business been heavy, man. You know, he's trying to keep business up, man.
Don't do that. Don't put me in on that shit. No, sir. I'm just saying. Would you be more mad because they didn't bury your family member, or more mad because you spent some more money?
The money would piss me off, because I'm like, shit, I'm already over the death of my family member, you know what I'm saying? But now I'd be like, bitch, I paid you $5,000 to goddamn, you know what I'm saying? You took all my damn anti-insurance check. Now you ain't put in the ground, nigga. Like, fuck you, man. So, yeah, I'd be upset about the money.
Ain't $5,000 cheap?
Yeah, $5,000 is cheap on the funeral deal.
Yeah, it is. $8,000 is average.
$8,000 is average. And like they said, the funeral people are... Never tell them how much money. You never tell them how much money you got to bury them, because their job is to get you to spend all of that money on the funeral.
I'm looking. So I looked it up, because I've never looked this up before, and I never want to have to look this up, but it's gonna happen, right? Burial plot $4,000.
All right,
huh?
You might make it out alive. Who knows?
The burial plot is $4,000. Grave digging $600. Grave liner is $1,000. Headstone is $1,500. This ain't even, we ain't even talking about the casket yet.
Nah. Order people.
Cut all that out. Burn me up. $500.
You make sure you have me. How much is cremation? Looking good. Probably $300.
Yeah, let's see. Look cremation.
Up. Cremation is cheap.
I know that shit stinks, though.
Less than $1,000.
It stinks. That's a big ass burner, man. Like, you know.
Yeah, but where do you think the smoke goes?
I mean, true. That, but I mean, they got these new smokers now, man. They damn.
I mean, new smokers. Trying to convince yourself that this is the right way.
It is. New smokers. It's not. Baby, well,
y'all better have me looking nice. Look,
you will be looking nice.
Have me in this nice pearlized casket.
You just make sure you burn.
If you got to pay somebody to cry over me, I need it all. I need the works. Yeah.
This shit says the cost of cremation typically ranges from $2,000 to $4,000.
That's bullshit. I don't believe
it. I know some people who done got a person cremated for less than that.
Hell yeah. Hey, nigga, you can put me on a grill in somebody's house and burn me up.
Nah, bro.
You can make a bonfire and burn. Don't you do that. Don't you spend $2,000.
Right, like if we start talking about $2,000, like what are you saving?
Yeah, like.
You talking about $2,000 to $4,000. You might as well go and have this funeral, child.
Nah, right, like, what's the purpose?
Did he just say the damn dig the hole was $4,000? Like, shoot.
Right, you might, at that kind of price, you know what? I'm donating my body to science. Why pay for anything? Just do what you got to do.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, yo, this is the effects of weed. For your whole life. This is what weed do to you. And I'm like, damn, not as bad as we thought it was going to be.
Liver's pretty preserved.
Yeah, liver, I didn't drink. You know, I ate a lot of bad food, so I'm pretty sure, you know what I'm saying? You know, kidneys be flushed out with sweet tea and Kool-Aid and shit. But you know.
That's what it says. It says no cost cremation when you donate your body to science. There you go, Jer.
Yeah, but see, now I want to keep the ashes for my family.
You can't have it both ways, man. You can't have them worry about the cost.
I asked him, like, look, can I at least have a handful of the ashes?
For who?
For my trinkets. Oh, y'all going to have a necklace.
Who? I'm not wearing that shit.
You, Boozy, and I'm one.
Okay.
Oh, y'all have like little necklaces.
You won't know.
With little, it's gonna be a small little. It's small.
Not only that, it's probably not gonna be your ashes. It'll be like whatever's in the bottom of their barbecue pit.
Ashes. Maybe they're gonna be like, dogs, yo, you got all kind of ashes in here, sir. Like you got white man ashes. Like
this smells like briquettes. First
ashes.
This smells like hickory. Kings. What is it? Kingsford. It smells like Kingsford. No, that's your dad. Don't worry about it. It's your dad.
Pops. Trust me, it's him. Look right there. It's him.
I feel like we need to talk about music if we want to get a check.
Yeah, man.
Talking about funerals.
We had a rap beat that went on. It's all right. Did you get to hear the Sheether song?
I did.
How did you feel about Sheether?
I like the spirit of the song. Uh-huh. I thought the song itself was whack.
Mm.
Like, there's two parts to spitting a dope rhyme. There's the lyrics, and then there's your delivery.
Mm.
So the lyrics and what she was saying, dope. Thumbs up. How you said it, garbage.
Yes, that's what.
Garbage. I didn't like it. Nothing was memorable. And the fact that you used that beat, I thought that made it even worse.
Yes, Ether was a horrible beat. Just the beat was horrible. Like, come on, man.
Yeah. Not a fan. What did you think?
I mean, I was just like, it was scathing, you know, just the stuff she was saying. But now that you find out it was all lies, like, you know, it's not. I mean, she touched Nicki up a little bit, but I didn't expect Nicki to respond, and he shouldn't respond. And then she dropped another diss song. Did you hear another one?
I heard enough of the responses from people who heard it that I didn't need to listen to it.
Basura.
Yeah. There was a lot of that.
Super trash. Like, that shit was... And then it was just like, now you look desperate. You know what I'm saying? You look like your album just came out and it only sold 11,000 copies. So now you're going at the top dog in the game. You know what I'm saying? To create more buzz for you. And people are like, nah, man, it's about lyrics. It ain't about... And I'm like, man, when you on top, everybody taking shots at you. You can't stop what you're doing and answer everybody that takes shots at you. When Jay-Z on top, he had niggas coming to him all day long. He ain't respond to every nigga that said something to him. So Nicki don't have to respond to Remy. Yes, she does. It's about hip hop. I was like, Nicki don't see Remy as a formidable opponent. She's like, yo, you ain't moving. You ain't got no bags over there. None. So why do I have to respond to you? I'm doing you a favor by responding to you. And she didn't. And to me, she won the battle by not saying a goddamn word. Nothing.
It's just not, everybody's not cut out for the same thing, man. Nicki's career is not built on being a battle rapper and having this kind of shit. It's not your thing. This is Thunderlips versus Rocky. Don't get your ass in a wrestling ring if you're a boxer. Just leave that shit alone, man. She's not nothing about Remy. Let's be completely honest. And I love Remy's, like, her flow. I like Remy like that. But nothing about Remy in her entire career has touched anything that Nicki's done.
Nothing. Everybody tell me something. Yo, y'all don't understand. Remy Ben had bars. I'm like, bruh, she had an Annie Up remix. She had a Lean Back. And, like, then all the way up. Her other song, like we were saying, people that's all champion Remy, oh, she the best female rap out. They can't name five Remy songs. I can't name five Remy songs solo. Like, yeah, we can name the songs she did with other people, but solo songs, she got Conceited, and what's that song she had by herself?
That's the problem, though. That's how it goes. Like, the people with opinions don't support you on iTunes. Ain't that what Rapidly said? So all these people who were championing, all these people that came off Remy Ma fans all of a sudden, y'all didn't buy no albums.
None. Yo, look, some of them said, all right, you know, she had an album out. Or then it's like, oh, that was Fat Joe's fault because he didn't promote the album right. I mean, what you mean, Fat Joe? She on TV every week. You know what I'm saying? What you mean she ain't promoting? No bad promotion. She had the number one song of the summer, according to y'all. And then, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, nah, man. And then, I mean, let's be real. Papoose wrote that shit. He wrote a lot of that shit for on that first one. And she probably spit the second one without his help. And that's why that shit was way garbage. Because it was just, man.
We need to be fair and say that lyrics aren't everything for a rapper. They're just not. If you don't know how to make a song, it doesn't matter what the fuck, how dope your lyrical flipping skills are. If you can't make a song, look, Papoose went crazy on that freestyle where he was doing the alphabet backwards.
Oh, the alphabet slaughter.
That was fucking amazing. But you have no songs that I want to hear on repeat. None. There's more to making a song than just having some good wordplay. Look at Rakim. Seven Seal was terrible. He's got bars. But the beats were terrible, which means the songs were terrible.
Yeah.
It's just what it is.
It happens to the best of them.
It happens. So Nicki, did she win the battle by not responding? I think she won the battle by being mentioned. Because Nicki wasn't even doing shit to even have beef.
But Remy, like I said, she said that she felt like, because Nicki did a song with Gucci Mane. I forgot what the name of the song was. But she had made some lines in that song. And then Remy felt like she was talking to her, so that's when she made the Sheether song. And I'm just like, but you gotta understand, you did just have an album come out. Like, she don't understand, like, everything looks like a publicity stunt. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could see if Nicki came out and was like, yo, these broke bitches named Remy came out of jail, now they can't fuck with me. Then you had the right to go out.
That was hot.
But if you just got them, you know what I'm saying, taking like, oh, she must have been talking about me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to put out this song talking about getting all personal and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you went too hard. You know what I'm saying?
But what about the other shit? About, the, you know, because Remy alleges that Nicki was holding her back. She was saying, like, nah, she can't be here with me and she can't be on this song. And, like, she was hating on her. Like, she was fucking with her money is what Remy was saying.
How was she fucking with her money? Like, when's the last time Nicki released a song? Like, Nicki ain't... I didn't think Nicki was making music no more.
I'm just saying what Remy said. Remy said that she was backstage at a lot of shit, telling, you know, people that Remy couldn't be down with her, she couldn't be here, I'm not showing up if Remy's there. Like, she was actively hating on her. That's what she says.
Well, maybe, Lila, maybe she had a reason behind it, but she has every right. When you are the boss, you make the damn terms. And look, I bet you those promoters were like, well, if Nicki Minaj shows up, that means we can't have Remy. Or if Remy shows up, we can't have Nicki. Guess who's not showing up? Remy. So they're like, Remy go play the club down the street. Nicki gonna be playing the arena. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how it is.
I don't know why this would even be the debate, though. Like, what about Remy's career? I know you got the New York petty shit, because that's gonna be New York. But what about her career makes Nicki feel like she can't be in the same area as Remy? What
I guess they... Oh, go ahead.
You can go ahead, because I don't understand what would make this even happen. If this is true, what would really make Nicki be like, yo, I can't be around that bitch?
I guess, I mean, maybe it's like you said, it's the New York pettiness. Like, they feel like the city ain't big enough for both of them, being two alpha female rappers. Can you have an alpha female?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you can have an alpha female.
Yeah.
I mean, this 2017 shit, you got men being women. We can be anything we want to be now.
Yeah. So maybe both of them are alpha females, and they like, because remember, Remy was at the top of the game when she went in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, locked up.
And she went in, she was locked up for six.
Hold on, slow down. She was at the top of the game?
Female game.
She was at the top of her game.
Yeah, top of her game.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I thought you were saying that she was at the top of the female rap game.
She was.
Well, who was the best when you saying? Saul, right?
I don't even know who was the best, but I don't remember a time in my life where Remy was the dopest rapper in the game for females. That's what I'm asking.
I'm just saying, baby, that's how she felt.
I'm not even dissing Remy like that. I like Remy, but I don't think that she's ever got the notoriety outside of New York to where she would be a threat towards what Nicki was doing.
You got a point. I mean, you know, this is all helping, like I said, I don't think Nicki felt that she was a viable opponent. Like, I don't have to say nothing to you. Like, the streets want me to, but I don't feel that. Like, I'm too busy counting these M's over here to worry about somebody counting thousands. Like, you know, sorry.
I mean, competition make everybody better.
Yeah, maybe it's the competition. Like, and people want to see Nicki have some competition because she hasn't had any.
Nobody out there.
But it's not. Like, look, I feel like I'm not explaining myself. They're not even in the same lane.
That's what I mean.
Nicki is the R&B. I guess
because they're both female rappers, they are in the same. They like there
because
is,
you're forced to compare them.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They don't want to look at it like, I don't know, we get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nicki is a pop star versus Rhapsody, who rap for like the heads.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You want to compare Rhapsody and Nicki, but for some reason, I guess, since Remy's on TV and All the Way Up is everywhere, she feels like she is on that pop level now, when you're really not, because nobody knows you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's like you're not Nicki Minaj. No, you're not on American Idol. Like, American Idol don't even allow rappers on there, but they might, but I don't know. I didn't watch it.
I think you're being too kind. Like, and I'm trying to say this in the least slanderous way as possible, because I don't mean any slander.
So you've been gone for 3 weeks. You should have a whole bunch of slander saved up.
No, I'm not being slanderous at all. I'm saying this in the right most now. Respectful way. The most respectful way as possible. Remy's notoriety was at the highest when she got locked up. For being locked up.
Yeah.
It wasn't about her music. Hell, she was more popular because of Papoose than she was for rapping. Outside of New York, just a relationship tip, like, oh shit, she's with another rapper, it's a rapper love, but yeah. Nobody gave her the notoriety that she deserved. So the idea that Nicki was saying you can't be around makes no sense to me. That's like somebody being 1-0 and saying, Floyd, I'm coming for your title. No one knows you. We don't know. Nobody knows Remy like they should. I would listen to most of Remy's tracks before I would listen to Nicki. I think Remy's more talented, but you don't make the same music, you don't get the same notoriety, and you're not the same star. So I don't know why she would hate on you. That's not somebody you'd be holding back. That's like when Queen Latifah fired back at Foxy Brown. Why was Foxy even firing at Latifah? That made no sense. Y'all not in the same lane. That's stupid.
I think people kind of compare them, so it's like it forces an environment that makes you feel like you are battling against somebody who may, you know, not necessarily be in that same, you know, genre of music, whatever you want to compare it to.
It's the testosterone of the business. Because, I mean, we do this with sports. Every time somebody has a good 10-game streak, all of a sudden we start talking about Michael Jordan. Every time. It goes. The only time it didn't happen was with Jeremy Lin, and I think that's because he's Asian and these motherfuckers are racist. But anybody else, if you have a hot 10 games, they start talking about Jordan immediately. It's like, that's what we got to do. Oh, shit. You scored 30 points 6 times in a row? What did Jordan do at the same time? Anyway, man. We got TV talk this week?
Wow, TV talk, man.
We can't
talk about Yankee Family Portraits, or you want to say that after TV talk?
Nah, we got to talk. I mean, we talked about sex. We got to get this in, right?
Yep.
We got to get this in.
I don't know my people.
In the immortal words of Corey Holcomb, it's too many women out here that don't know their fathers. There's no reason for you to be naked tittying with your crotch out, holding your naked ass baby, taking a picture, and putting it on social media.
I haven't seen this, so can you pull it up, please?
I think I sent them. Jerm, you got them, right?
Yeah, I got it.
So the first instance I saw was this comedian. Should I say their names?
Yes.
Ew, what the hell wrong with these people?
So her name is Jess Hilarious. She's a female comic on the internet. She's famous for being a comedian on the internet. Yes, she posted up a picture where she's holding her son, they chest to chest, like he's straddling her, but they're naked. Well, she's naked. I think he got on some draws, and they both got on some Jordans. Draws. And they both
got on
some
J's, though. They got no cement threes.
They got she got on cement threes. I thought he had on cement some sevens. Fours.
No, both of them got on the fours. My
they
bad.
Got on the fours. So they're taking the picture, and she posted it on social media.
My favorite Jordan. Listen, it's all right. If I make them, I'm sorry to break the story. Those are the shoes I had on when I got into the fight in sixth grade.
So you didn't cop them last year when they came back out?
Oh, they came out last year?
Yeah.
Sorry, you know I don't know nothing about the shoes.
Jesus Christ.
You sure? I like those, the white, red, and black ones, the white and gray. I mean, I like all the fours that came out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and the black ones, oh my God. But yeah, them the ones I had on, you know, when I got in the fight with that girl, she punched me in my face.
So this triggers for you. So she posted up the picture on the social media. Corey Holcomb got a hold of it, and he was like, yo, this is some ignorant shit. And the internet went crazy. It started a battle with them. Then shortly after that, we see the picture with Sierra with her baby. What's the baby's name?
Future.
Shit. And Russell Wilson, the new husband to be, and the new baby. And Sierra has on drawers. The baby has on drawers?
No, baby has on nothing.
Baby's butt ass naked. We don't know what Russell Wilson has on. But they're conformed, conjoined in this weird ass picture. What? And they posted on the internet. Queen Jerk, help me.
She is thirsty for the fame. She
need her ass.
She don't have an album out. She don't do nothing. She just Russell Wilson's wife, and now she's pregnant. I don't know what the hell going on. Like she did a little video before the Grammys, dancing pregnant, and she knew Beyonce was gonna shut it down. So then Beyonce erased that one. So then didn't Beyonce put out a pregnant picture like this too?
Yeah, but like I don't have a problem with women taking pregnancy photos.
Yeah,
I don't think that's bad.
But when this kid big as fuck, man. He like 4.
You got 4-year-old baby, y'all naked holding each other. What is the point? What are you trying to showcase with that picture?
I don't get it. Like, it's weird. Like, I don't
understand. Let's flip the tables. Queen Germ, I know you already said this is gross, but I'm going to ask you directly because we need some estrogen on this question. If that was a dude and his daughter, is this picture still beautiful?
It ain't beautiful now. The fact of the matter, I mean, if it was a guy and his daughter, or even his son, it would be nasty, it would be weird, the same way it is for these people. I don't know what's wrong with people, they just do stuff because other people do it, so we follow suit, but it's like, what the hell is the reason behind it? Like, you don't have a newborn baby with their mama laying in their arms right after delivery. This is some big-ass kids. This boy here got on Jordans. He looked like he is preschool age. Sierra's son looked like he preschool age. These 4-5-year-old kids, this shit is ridiculous. And I don't know what they think they're trying to do. Some movement on what? Like, it's sick.
Sierra got some big hands, man. I'm pretty sure she could palm a football, dog. Like, her hand's bigger than Russell's.
Kid is old enough to say titty, y'all don't need to be taking that picture like
Russell
that.
Russell Wilson's hands is compared to
that. That's for a newborn child. And their mama.
Her hands are way bigger than his.
Not really. They're about the same.
Look how little Russell fingers are. Look at the finger. Look at the finger. Look at her finger.
You deflecting.
I'm not deflecting. That she got some big hands, bro. Like.
But yeah, I mean, but like I said, it's nasty, and I don't feel like it makes any sense because it's not bringing nothing to light as far as naked people, whether they're babies, toddlers, whatever. It's just gross, and the world needs better role models than celebrities, apparently.
Wow. People were trying to defend the pictures.
Like, people, I don't know why.
People, man, you know it's 2017, so
it's right, nasty. Man. Black people need to realize that this shit is not cool.
They defend everything. They'll find the light in everything. Like, oh, y'all wasn't, when the member of the picture with the man was in the tub with the little girl, his granddaughter, whatever.
Right. That shit was fucked up, too. Didn't they try to take the baby?
Yeah, he comes on, man. He has shorts on. I'm just like, but still, though, taking that shit is not cool. Like, I'm sorry.
And
like,
you don't even have to have a picture of that. If that's a memory you and your granddaughter got, let that be y'all.
Why
memory.
We gotta take a picture of me and her child together? Like, that's ridiculous. Yeah. Like, man.
If you black and you have family members around your age, there was probably a time that you took a bath with them motherfuckers. Those True. Are memories you need pictured on the wall.
Yeah. No.
This not shit we need photoed around the internet. No. What, that kid is gonna catch hell when he gets 12. Yo, you was laying with your. Did you try to stab your mom's, bruh?
Yeah, like, your dang, mom? Bruh, you straddle your mom, bruh. Like, your mom, like, you know how kids is. They ruthless.
That yeah, shit is horrible. Like, I don't even understand. Like, even if you don't put it on the internet, what do you do with a picture of you and your naked ass 4-year-old? Is that in the living room?
I mean, it doesn't even make sense. Wow.
It's probably in her living room. Yeah, you know it.
Especially they done took the time to put on matching shoes.
Yes, that's that one.
Let's go a step farther. Who is the piece of shit photographer? Because I know it's not the baby daddy in either case. So who is the asshole photographer that said, yeah, this is cool? Look, Russell Wilson deserves to get his ass beat. And I won't say shit. And I've been trying to be Team Russell the whole time.
You have. I keep telling you, Sierra's just downfall. You don't want to believe me. I've been saying it for like 2 years now.
He get fucked up. That's on him. You can't do that, bro. Like, if it was just him and Sierra, that's one thing. But you got that nigga baby in there, bro.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know you married to him now, but nah, that's not your son. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, your son or daughter's in her stomach. So that's the one you take naked pictures with.
Yeah,
you leave mine out of it. Like, that shit weird, man. Like,
you gotta catch some hands, Russ. I'm sorry. You gotta catch some hands, man.
Told you, man. Like, shit is weird, though, man. Yeah. I mean, she got her choke all on the rug and shit, like on that other picture. Like, whoa, what's going on? Like, you got to keep that. Like,
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck is going on? What photo studio is this? Where your twat is on the rug with a kid? How did y'all get dressed for this shot?
They did not. I guess they took everything off for the shot. Like, yo, I'm gonna sit here because, like you said, at some point in time, like. If she's naked, the son had to get, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got shorts on. Like, why put shorts on the son? I mean, you butt-ass naked, like.
Which is the first sign that some shit is fucked up.
Thank you.
You like, butt-ass naked, but we gonna put some shorts on my son.
He had a diaper on or something.
To take this innocent picture.
Yeah, maybe, he probably would still wear a diaper or a onesie, and it just didn't look right in the picture.
A foil?
I mean, she is.
He got something on.
She made bad decisions. He probably not potty trained, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
like
that you had, funny. Now, don't get me wrong. I sit there and watch some of her videos and laugh, but I didn't even know that was her until the other day when you sent me the picture. And I was looking like, that look like that girl that be doing them little comic videos. Then I did my little spider hole search. And I said, damn, that is her. Now I look at her in a different light. Like, I don't even want to watch her videos no more, man.
It's just, it's weird to me. And I don't, you know.
Comedian, Instagram comedian.
Yeah, she's funny too.
But yeah, she's funny. Like,
you know why? Most comedians, they had troubled childhoods and stuff.
No.
Hey, it's possible.
The
fact that you had to have this had to be a conscious thought. I don't want this sounds horrible. But fucking, I know.
Say it, man. Kids.
At some point, you had the conscious thought. You and the photographer. I don't want his naked dick on my stomach. So let's put some shorts on him.
Yeah.
The picture's innocent, but I don't want his naked dick on my stomach. So let's put some shorts on him.
Oh, that's too much.
Exactly. But you went ahead and took the picture.
Yeah.
That's I don't too much. Get it.
Girl, put some clothes on them. Yeah, I just that didn't feel right. Just take a wee wee on me, like nah.
Just take your dumb ass to JCPenney, get that ugly ass family photo we all got.
I mean, the photo would have been just as beautiful with y'all clothes on, same pose and everything, with clothes on. We'd have been like, nobody, you wouldn't have said nothing. But you know,
I still would have said that pose is fucked up. But that's just me.
I mean, that clothes on is all right.
I mean, the pose is not having. Like, what the hell are you? You know,
why are you straddled like that? Yeah, why are you straddling like that?
That don't make no sense.
See, I got a problem with the pose too, but all right, you took it a step farther when you got naked. That's when it got really fucked up. It was already weird because he's straddling you. Like, his knees is out. Like, he's too big for that shit, bruh.
Yeah, that's insane.
So, of course, we lead into this fucked up talk about kids to talk about TV talk and Friday Night Tykes.
Man.
I watched. We can't summarize like 4 or 5 episodes.
We're not going to summarize 4 or 5 episodes, all right?
Because
I didn't even do TV talk while you was gone. I was like, what's the point in it?
Let's not summarize it.
Yeah, she didn't watch it. But last night episode, saw right? With Tuesday night's episode, this week's episode.
Shit.
How you feel about it, saw right?
Fired up, bro. Like, I'm always skeptical because of the way they edit shit. But that's a lot of editing. If that last game was called the way they said it was, that's fucked up.
And I believe it was called the way it was because you can't edit it that, like you said, you can't edit that much.
It's way too much editing, bro. The scoreboard showed everything you need to see.
Yeah, because the last 20 minutes of the show was about that game. Like, they showed like every fucking quarter of the game. Like, I was just like, first, second, third, because I was like, damn, it's still third quarter? Like, shit, because it was what, 13-8 at halftime?
Yep.
And then they scored like fucking 40 points in the damn second half. Like, I mean, more than 40 points in the second half. Like, this shit was crazy. But to give people a little backstory, we had the Jets and Junior Rockets, our favorite team over here.
Jesus Christ. The champions of nothing.
Yeah, the champions of nothing. You know, they've been robbed of several state championships. So they were playing, this is, what was the little place they was playing? He kept saying it.
Floresome or Fort?
This is Floresville. Like, Floresville.
Never heard. I live in Texas. I've never heard of Floresville.
Is this the United States of Floresville? Like, yo, that, I was just like, Keith, we on your side. Don't make us leave you.
he already borderline with that haircut. That box is terrible.
Oh, man. Like, okay. So, when I saw the episode the first time, I didn't realize one of the dudes sitting beside Chris Davis at the playoff seating was the coach of the team they were playing.
How about
that? I ain't realized.
How about that?
So, I'm sitting there, then, you know, Keith, he had a feeling. So he said, hey, I need a black shirt here to make sure everything's cool. So Chris Davis comes in, you know, game starts off, no problem. Team comes out, score.
You're speeding past something.
Okay,
Chris Davis is not only an opposing coach, he's a commissioner.
He's also the commissioner and look like buddy-buddy with the other dude. Let's keep it funky.
Yeah. He did tell the opposing quarterback, you have a great game.
Hey, man, you go out there, you dominate the day. Like, you go out there. And, like, he was out there talking to the guy, and I'm just like, okay. I mean, maybe he did that same thing for one of the Justin Jr. Rockets. But
it might have been edited out. It might have been edited out.
Yeah, they didn't show that.
But go ahead.
So, you know, when they started calling the sideline infractions and shit, and, you know, Keith was talking to the thing, like, listen, man, they're calling on us, but they ain't calling on the other guy, and the guy's standing in the way.
And they showed it.
Yeah. Like, they're showing the niggas in the white, like, the whole game. You cannot get 5 penalty sideline infractions on one side and not one on the other. And like the dude said, I don't care you call them on me. Just make sure you call them on both sides. Okay. Last quarter, I mean, all the little holding. But that last quarter, it was 14 seconds on the clock. The quarterback ran the ball, went down, inbounds.
Yep.
Clock's supposed to stop. Okay, maybe the referee right. 6 seconds. Because I watched it again. I was doing a little 1 Mississippi count in my head. And he did go down with about 6 seconds, all right?
Okay.
He blow the whistle, 6 seconds on the clock. Now, as soon as you go set the ball back down, the thing's supposed to be running. But what happened was, he was explaining it to the coach, and he came with the bullshit. Coach walked off, 15-yard penalty. So that stopped the clock. So that moved the ball up 15 more yards. Then the offsides play. Which, you know, when you look at it, kind of looked offsides, but, you know, it was what it was.
Can I ask you a question? How often are offsides called in kids' games?
And how often does this happen? Fucking blatant, like, the motherfucker. Look, usually the ref telling them back up. Right?
Right! Right! That shit happens in high school games. They'll tell you to back up.
Yes. So when it happened and then the melee broke out and all that, I mean, they basically, this would hurt me though. When the coach told the kid, we're going to win this game. We're going to win. Like, he knew the fix was in, man. And then for them to celebrate after they won, man, that just didn't sit well with me. Because as a coach, if I was being an opposing coach and the refs holds another team like that in my favor, I just wouldn't feel good about it. And then especially if I was on the loser side, I would have slept for like a month, all right. I swear to God, I wouldn't have slept for a month.
I would have slept fine in jail because somebody would have got them hands. Commissioner would have got knocked the fuck out. You sat there and watched that shit happen. You didn't do nothing. You were supposed to be here to be the goddamn guard. You didn't do nothing. You just watched that shit happen.
Then the nigga laughed at him when he went. He kind of laughed. Like
he laughed after that last complaint. He laughed at him.
He like I would have been like, nigga. Then at the end when they were chest to chest.
I thought Keith was about to get some points. I was like, shit.
He was almost about to cuss. He was like, this gosh darn. This. 3 years in a row.
He's like, you get out of my face or what? I was like, shit, he about to go hood. And he didn't do nothing but turn around, pulled his pants up some more. I was like, Keith, you went out like a bitch. You showed your yellow. You should have dropped him. You about to quit anyway. You should have knocked him the fuck out.
Anyway, like, that's my whole thing. You ain't had nothing to lose.
Yeah,
you should have. Might as well throw them things. But as a coach, I would hope one of my parents will fight the referees behind it. Like either the referees or Chris Davis. One of my parents, I would have hoped, you know, they would have did that for me. Because I would have been like, yo, I can't do it, but y'all can. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's how I knew the Judson Jr. Rockets wasn't the shit that they were supposed to be. Because had that been the Outlaws or the Colts or shit, the Steelers, somebody would have got knocked the fuck out.
Somebody would have got shot if it would have been the Steelers or the Outlaws. Let's be honest.
That's valid. That's valid. It would have been a fucking body count.
I mean, because the way them Steelers was acting in that game when they was about to fight.
And it was the mamas. It was the damn mamas was like, yo, we going in. Fuck you.
The niggas, like the men, like, you shut the fuck up.
They was going in, man. Yo, the show.
The moms at the games, though, sorry. It's always the moms make it worse. They loud. They be having their little pennies in the water jar. And they be just doing the most, man.
I can't bring myself to slander. I can't do it. We just got done with International Women's Day. I can't do it.
Oh, man. Hey, look. First of all, I'm going to call all these niggas out that was making these Women's Day posts yesterday. Wow. Y'all niggas flawless fuck. I'm just going to go ahead and say it, man. I ain't singling nobody out because I seen a lot of niggas doing it. But y'all niggas need to stop. Stop.
Why? Why does that
because
offend you?
If you care so much about Women's Day, I better not catch you watching no twerk videos or liking no pictures on Instagram or no girls half-dressed. None of that shit, because I don't think that's setting the movement back. But that's another story for another day, sorry.
Wow. I didn't say it. I'm just saying that we can't slander them.
We ain't slandering no women. We just saying the moms at the game be the most extra. Like, they the ones, like, to get shit started.
It's the show definitely picked up the last 3 or 4 episodes. Like I told you before, last time we talked about this, I was on the fence about watching it anymore. Man. I still haven't seen Steel City.
Ain't came out yet.
Steel Country ain't came out yet, but it was supposed to be on in the beginning of March or something.
I knew that way. I was like, that makes sense. Like, why would they do that? Like, that's crazy. Y'all got a winning franchise right here. People starving for football. Hey, give it to us every week.
Not twice.
Don't do it twice to a week. Nah, man.
So I guess that's what we got coming up. We got, what, 2 more episodes left of this?
Two, maybe 3, possibly. But yeah, it is about done.
And then I don't know that it's coming back. Everybody's quitting.
Nah, it's not. Everybody ain't quitting.
Mo is quitting. Mo's not coming back with the Outlaws.
Oh, look. Mo say that he coming back. Man.
Mo's not coming back, bro.
Look, Mo might come back to Typha.
With another team, he can bring the Colts back?
He might come back with another team. He might just be done with Fred and the Outlaws. Because he like, you know, it's too much. It's just too much. It's too many politics with him. You know what I'm saying? He just want to coach football. And, you know, with that Fred shit going nationwide, like, you ain't just playing in San Antonio and Texas. Like, you everywhere. So maybe he might come back to Typha.
I was about to say, there's no way he's coming back to play against Fred. But, yeah, he might just come back to Typha and bring back. What's his Tadion? His boy Tadion?
Yeah, look, they cause so much trouble. It's like, I don't know who this new boy is. He just come out of nowhere. He was like, man, Tatum ain't been on team all year. He just been injured. And he giving us that extra dimension, which is true because you just can't run Mizell every play.
Shit, let Fred tell it. You can.
Yeah, let Fred tell it. But damn, Mizell already on another team. Like, damn, like you can't. You think his other coach ain't saying that? I bet you Fred called a middle school team like, hey, I don't want Mizell running the ball more than 5 to 10 times this week.
Yep. And I bet you they say, okay, because the problem is when you give Mizell the ball, it's a touchdown.
Damn near about every time he touched that motherfucker.
I mean, shit, what are you supposed to do when you got a prodigy like that on the team? You run him. You run him. I get it, but goddamn, Tadion's not a slouch.
Yeah, Tadion ain't no slouch, but he's a little like a complimentary player.
Yeah.
Mr. Miller.
He's a Reggie Bush. He's a Reggie Bush of the thing. You know, I really do appreciate the last couple episodes, though. They got talking more about football. We ain't seen the Storm since, like, episode 3. Thank you.
No, they're not on this season. If you look on the website, it'll tell you what team. The teams this year is just the Rockets. Oh, you said the Storm. They didn't make the playoffs.
We didn't see but, like, 2 games of them all season.
Right. We ain't seen them no more after the little debacle about them not paying the fucking refs.
Yep. We ain't seen shit. I'm glad that they gone.
Yes. I hated Lori Hurt.
The whole Hurt
family. Not the person, just the one that they put on TV.
Yeah, yeah. Let's distinguish that. I'm gonna see one of these motherfuckers at TJ Maxx or some shit, and they gonna have something to say. We're talking about the characters you play on TV.
Yeah, we talk about that person.
But yeah, I'm ready to see the last couple episodes, and then I'm ready to go to Steel Country because it's always about football over there.
Yes, sir. It's always about football, man. It ain't with the bullshit.
We gotta talk about Black Ink. Holy shit. I caught up. I think I watched 3 episodes in the last 2 days.
Damn, and last episode I seen when it was in Miami, I think.
Oh shit, so you behind.
Yeah. Well, okay, what happened after the, I'm trying to say, he went on a date with
Tattoo Baby.
Yeah, Tattoo Baby.
So Tattoo Baby.
I seen that part with her amazingly fake body. Like, that is, like that, I mean, New York niggas ridiculous. Cause if you think that's attractive, like, yo, that shit look cartoonish as fuck, my nigga. Like, stop it. Yo.
It looked really, like, what did she say? She went to the plastic surgeon and said, make me a cloud?
She probably, I mean, something, cause I'm like, bro, that can't be attractive to you, my nigga. Like, that shit don't even look, sorry.
So they did the Miami trip. Sky got her vagina fixed.
Sky has the most beat up body I've seen on a human being. Forever, my nigga. Like, I mean, her body is destroyed, my nigga. Like that, when she walked in the Dr. Miami office, like, first of all, she got you could tell Dr. Miami probably upset because she ain't been doing right, because her stomach got them waves in it. That when you get lipo, you get the waves, and that shit ain't look right. And then Scott, man, I mean, her body fucked up, man. I swear.
I try not to talk about Scott because I know that there's. I don't know how to do it. Like, I know we the kings of slander. I'm trying to be a gentler, kindler, Saul Wright.
You're going soft on me, Saul. Pause.
How can you do this shit?
Her motherfucking ass, nigga.
Look, man. Everybody's not meant to be parents because they have kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I get that. But if you give the motherfuckers up, that's the end of the story.
Yeah, you shouldn't want to be in their life or nothing. Like you did the best thing by getting rid of them because you are not mother material.
And that's completely fine to admit that, because there's a lot of people that's not mother and father material that's out here fucking up kids.
Yep.
So you gave them up, but we keep getting this narrative of how you miss your kids, which might be true, but it's like you're trying to weave this into the story, and then you're going to get your pussy fixed. You're trying to weave this into the story, you're going to get your titties fixed. You're trying to weave this into the story, and then apparently the kid's father, which some other man thinks is the father, what the fuck did we just gloss over there?
So who was the little thug ass nigga that showed up? He about to knock.
That's
shit
one
out
of the
Walt.
Kids' fathers. Oh, I don't know if that's both of them, but that's one of their fathers.
She said they got 2 different daddies.
Right. So that's one of the kids' father.
Yeah. Remember the big nigga? He was one of. And then this nigga, this new nigga, the devil. He's the devil. He's Lucifer.
So now you had kids with 2 different dudes that you weren't ready to raise, and you gave them both away.
Yeah.
Without the dudes, I guess the bigger dude, he was like, yo, we weren't ready.
Yeah.
But this other nigga don't seem like he was with that.
He was 14. She said she was 14 when he got pregnant, and she didn't want him to get locked up or some shit or something, whatever the story was. But
But now you're on TV, living the life.
Yeah, like everything Gucci. Like,
and I like Skye's personality. I think she's fun. I think she's fun, but I don't like that part of the story. And it is always weird to me how we're supposed to juggle and manage that shit.
Skye, like I said, she just like she ugly on the inside and out now to me. Like I just I'm not cool with it. Like cause she do some evil shit. Like you know what I'm saying? You fucking up other people money at the shop and you ain't bringing in no money. Like what is you doing? And then I don't either. Plus I don't like a little. I turned against Skye this season, man.
Yeah, I don't know that there's too many females on the show that I really like. I like Melody, but that's probably it.
Yeah.
So after the Miami trip, they got back to New York, and then C said we're going on a camping trip.
Oh my God!
So now they're supposed to be going camping. It's supposed to be a team building exercise. Yada yada yada. In the meantime, did you know about Dutch's leaving C's because of the random bitch showing up, right?
Yeah.
So when they were during this episode, Dutch's meets up with the random bitch now to finally ask for some proof. She finally feels like now she needs to get some
proof. You want proof after you done left your man.
Right. You done already left the fucked up relationship. He done moved on. Now you want some proof. The bra provides no proof. So now Duchess is feeling all regretful. Maybe I left too early. Yada, yada, yada. Maybe I feel some kind of way. But then she sees a picture of C's partying with Tattoo Baby. So now Angry Duchess is back. Fucking, I'm going to get my shit. So she flies to New York with one of her homegirls to go get her shit. She looks on the computer in C's apartment while he's gone and sees some screen captures of texts and pictures. So now she's pissed off. I knew this nigga was cheating. I knew he was cheating. So she wilds out. She takes her shit, ransacks the place. Come to find out, the pictures on the computer were Ted's. So for the second time, you done left your man, got mad at your man, took his computer over some shit that you didn't prove nothing. Nope, you never talked to your man. So that shit happened. The whole episode. So now Duchess and apparently she decided that... I think this is the biggest problem with their relationship is that Duchess felt like she was in competition with C's.
So what happened with the whole prank that when she was on the phone? Did he die?
They never really explained that shit either.
They never explained that?
Never explained it.
When they played that shit up at all like for 6 weeks it seemed like. And then it finally happened and
don't know who called. C's didn't apparently know anything. Nobody knows who it was. I guess we're supposed to believe that it's tied to the random bitch that came up with the fake baby shit, but we have no idea who called, and they didn't even really talk about
it. I thought it was oh shit and them playing around and the ones that didn't go or something like that. They whatever.
I didn't see it on the episodes I watched, but maybe that'll be in the outtakes.
The way it looked like they was playing around. They, you know, wanted to do something and did that shit. But yeah, I was worried about it because I was just like, did you see how fake Dutch just looked? Tell me he's all right. Is he all right? No, don't tell me this.
Duchess always acts like an extra in the Tyler Perry movie.
Bruh, hey, but no, Tyler Perry, play. Fuck a movie, play.
Every time.
Oh, yeah, her and Caesar did get new grills this season. They went to Columbia and went to some dentist, and that's where they got the new teeth from. Because I was wondering when they was, I was like, hold on, man. Caesar's teeth look funny as a mother. This nigga talking like his mouth full as fuck. And then I was like, oh, that nigga got a new grill, him and Duchess.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, you got, I mean, listen, I'm not mad at nobody getting their teeth fixed, nigga. If I get on, I'm getting my shit fixed.
But now, are you getting your eyebrows arched?
Hell no, nigga.
Oh shit, gets his eyebrows arched.
Man, Richard makes a lot of bad decisions. Did his wife leave him?
Well, no, but she did just make a random trip to the DR to get her titties done, too. Everybody's getting fixed.
Hey, boy, hey, I'm telling you, man, 20, 30 years from now, it's going to be an epidemic, my nigga. Like, it's gonna be some sad motherfuckers walking around here. All these people going to DR, Columbia, and Puerto Rico to get all this work done in their body, and they don't know what the fuck going on. There, all these chicks walking around here with this... These goddamn elephant asses, man, they gonna find out, man. Like, this shit is, man, boy. Like I said, our generation gonna be the most fucked up old niggas ever, nigga. Like, most fucked up. Niggas gonna be tatted up, all kind of shit, man. We gonna be fucked up, nigga. Like, we gonna be some walking science experiments, my nigga. Like,
hey, man, that risk versus reward. Like, you do this shit now so you can have a dope life now and a fucked up life later. Yeah, you just wanna play it safe.
Think about it, man. Your ass, man. God damn, man. I can't imagine, man. But like I said, sorry, we're gonna see him episode 579. We'll be like, yo, like this is fucking, but probably gonna be like 1,000, you know.
Yeah. We're not talking about these motherfuckers that much longer. This show, first of all, the show's gonna be canceled after next season.
No, I'm talking about all the people with the fucked up body parts, nigga. Like, we're gonna be like, yo, look at such and such when she's 50. Like, you 25 now. And when you turn 50, like Buffy the Body, like she was one of the first people we know that had fucked up with, you know what I'm saying, with their fake asses and shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Buffy, like, Buffy going on, she about 50 now. You know what I'm saying? At least she in her 40s, no doubt. She at least in her late 40s, you know, because she ain't been popping in 10 years. So, yeah, so she got to be, she was like 37, 38 when she got on. So, it's wow.
I remember when all that shit used to be taboo. Like the weaves, the fake asses, the fake titties, the push-up bra, all that shit was taboo.
Nigga, like, that shit's standard. Like, what? Because back in the days, what, you had fake eyes, and that was about it, right?
Yeah, you get contacts. And then they had the people stuff their bras, that's all you had to worry about in school and shit. Now these motherfuckers is fake asses, fake titties, fake eyes, eyelashes,
fake camel.
Fake what?
Camel toes, have you seen them?
What?
The little pad that you put in front of your panties to make it look like you got a camel toe, nigga.
On purpose?
Yes.
Hold on, bro. I'm going to Google right now. Google. Resource for everything popular. Fake camel toe. Oh, it auto-popped. It auto-finished. Oh, hell no.
Bruh. Tell me that ain't the craziest shit you can ever see.
This is a fucking... No, this says February 15, 2017, so this is recent. Apparently, fake camel toe underwear is a fashion trend in Asia. What?
Well, I'm going to say... Yeah, I'm going
to say... Listen.
Yeah.
That's it. Look, bro, why would you... Look, do you see how it look on the, on like, the little thing?
I have... First of all, is Martin getting any any royalties for this?
Bruh.
Because this all stemmed from his joke.
Bruh. Girls walking around here with fake moose. Like, I thought, like, I thought what they was doing, you know how you see the girl with the tights and they pulled up all the way down there to, I thought that's what that you know, just to, so you can see how, you know, but now they got the insert you can put in there and be like, damn, like, the fake moose knuckle, man, they walk around here.
No, the moose knuckle is the dudes.
Oh, moose knuckle, I don't. Sorry.
Moose knuckles for the dude. The camel toe was supposed to be the camel foot, was Martin's joke. He said it looked like a camel's foot, and then it became the camel toe in popular culture, and now they got fake camel toe pads. Is Martin getting checks? Is all I want to know.
No, of course not.
God damn. What else do we watch?
Did you watch Get Out?
I haven't seen Get Out yet. I've been wanting to see it, but I live in Austin, and that shit is not showing anywhere close.
It's the scene, bro.
It's what?
I thought that's when you went to the movies. That's what you was going to see.
Nah, I saw his fight.
This fight?
Yeah, with Ice Cube. You know, I go see comedy before I see anything else.
So oh, talking about him fight. And the white dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched this shit one day, man.
Yeah, I saw that. And today I saw Logan.
Her Logan was pretty good.
It was. Logan was pretty good.
He had a daughter in there or something.
Yeah, which is, like, that's been the thing that's most interesting for me because I didn't really grow up on comics, so I kind of dibble and dabble and shit, but seeing how they're growing the comics into the next generation of shit, I'm all for that.
Yeah, that's what's up. So well, you gotta go see Get Out.
You taking me tomorrow?
You wanna go see it tomorrow?
Yeah.
We can watch it tonight on the internet.
Come on, Jerm, you can't pirate everything, man.
But he gonna spend $5,000 on a blow-up doll.
Not a blow-up,
dog. His wife to the freaking
that shit came all the way back. That's a boomerang right there. God damn. She went back and got that. That's like the first 20 minutes of the show. It's an hour later.
I'm feeling some type of way over here.
She is, bruh. That was an hour ago, bruh.
It's all right. Y'all listen. I think the white man behind that movie, bruh. Hear me out. Ain't no black movie been that successful and it ain't been out like a crystal clear copy out on the pirate site. That shit waited like 2 weeks. I mean, come on, man. That white man behind that movie. I think it's diversion to black people. They want us to be caught up in this movie when something else is going on. And I'm telling you, man, because all black people making think pieces about this movie, like, yo, it's deeper than what you think it is. And I'm just like, y'all niggas serious? Like,
let me ask this question, and I mean this with all disrespect. When was the last time black people were so united that we did some shit? that we need to be distracted in droves for. Like, every time something is successful, we have this conspiracy theory that we're being distracted. When was the last time that we were so united that we did some shit?
I don't know, man. Who knows? I guess when Spike threw that, what's your boy, threw the trash can through the window.
We was right, united. It was a fucking movie.
United by getting Sal's Pizza Shop, some black people on there. Like, we need to get some black people on the wall, Sal.
Mookie, that was the last time, was when Mookie got, and Mookie went, that wasn't even united. Mookie was mad because he didn't get his fucking money. It didn't even have, like, it became some other shit, but Mookie's mad because he wanted his fucking money.
Mookie just wanted his money. He didn't give a damn about the black people on the wall, man. He's like, yo, I ain't got a problem with that, man. I need my cash.
I need my cash. You do what the fuck you want to do. I need my cash. So,
didn't he get his money, though, anyway?
Yeah, he got his money. The shit was, the whole fucking shop was destroyed. He lost, yeah. He quit his job. He got fired, so all that shit. But what I'm saying is, like, when we have this conspiracy theory in general, I know you was tongue-in-cheeking it. Why do we always have this damn narrative when we're not united for shit that we need to be distracted for? Ever.
You got a point there, but still, just keep your eyes, keep stay woke, dog.
We always gotta stay woke, man. That's yeah. Always it's objective number one. Whenever you're doing anything, is to stay woke. But is it good?
I mean, it was alright.
Damn, that's
no, I haven't seen it. I heard. I was reading. Really? It got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's why I was wondering.
I thought you saw Get Out.
Yeah. I didn't say that's all right. Where did I say that? There you go.
I understand. I understand. You want to get to the Keep It 100?
You're taking me to the movie tomorrow.
I'm taking you to the movies and to the Chinese place tomorrow.
All of it.
Yeah.
You're spending $5,000 on the blow up doll. You are taking me out tomorrow.
Hey,
again, you can't punish me in real life for a hypothetical.
Okay.
All I know is if she come in, if she get ready for this date and she put that smart condom in her purse.
I already done bought mine. I done sent mine out. Oh, my order form is in there.
Oh, shit. Mm. Might not want to have her on the next show. She's going to be reading your stats.
Exactly.
Oh, my Keep It 100, man. I changed it. But I guess the normal one, I don't have a Keep It 100 this week, man. I'm just happy to have everybody. We back full strength. We got Saul right here. We got Queen Germ here. We all back. And that's my Keep It 100, man. Sorry.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, man. It's been one of those shows. You're already in trouble. You got winners and losers for the week, Queen Germ? You got winners and losers?
GQ Blue. I saw he inspiring the youth. Trying to get GQ Blue to like me again, so I make him my winner this week, man, because GQ Blue do not fuck with me at all. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they got a great wrestling podcast over there. Go listen to it.
Jesus Christ.
Also, my winner this week is Be Easy for making my dream come to light with the Always Hot Always Nappy Afro shirt. It's in the store. Go buy it. Go copy one. Shit's hot. So just like Nappy Afro.
It's a dope shirt. So you're saying that Be Easy did the design work?
I don't know who did design work. I said whoever, you might have something to do with
it. No, I'm not. So let me rephrase that. I'm not saying that like it was me, like you're giving credit to the wrong person. I'm saying you didn't design it, is what I'm
saying. No, I just came up with the design in my head again. And said, hey, this is what it should look like. And, you know, y'all niggas made it come to...
No, that was him. I'm not taking any credit. I just wanted to make sure that we knew that you didn't design it.
You know what I'm saying?
I just wanted to make sure that we knew that you didn't design it.
Whoever, you know what I'm saying, made it come to life, breathe life into my idea. Again. And that's why I tell y'all people, I have a great idea. I just can't execute them because I have not a graphic design bone in my body.
You ain't even try.
Come up with these dope ideas, I be wanting it's all right and be easy to, boom, bring them to life. But sometimes the niggas be hard-headed and shit, and you know. But y'all gotta understand, this shirt, I asked about this shirt like fucking last year, and it just now got done this year, so that lets you know how, you know, my R&D team worked.
Please go buy the shirt, store.nappyafro.com.
Yeah. Or the shirt. Y'all buy these shirts, because I got an idea for, I want to have our store to have like 1,000 shirts.
Which you're not going to design any of them.
That's the problem. You know what I'm saying? I don't design any of the shirts. I come up with a lot of ideas, but I don't design them. And I know designing takes time, and you know that will fall onto the designers, which is Be Easy and Saul in this case. And you know, if they just get off their asses and design these shirts, you know what I'm saying? I mean, instead of giving me an excuse why you can't do it, try it. You understand?
Like, this motherfucker ain't open. He ain't even open Microsoft Paint. He didn't attempt.
I don't know how to do none of that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But the next shirt gonna be dope. You know what I'm saying? The watch shirt coming out, that's gonna be dope. I want to do like some AKA shirts. You know what I'm saying? Like, Saul Wright have his own AKA shirt. GQ Blue have his own AKA shirt. Beezy have his own AKA shirt. I have my own AKA shirt. You know what I'm saying? You don't have any AKA, so you can't have a shirt. The Queen Jern, don't be looking like, what about me?
That
like,
means her shirt's ready right now. It's a blank shirt.
Gonna be playing. You get your AKA shirt at any store in America right now.
Who is your winner for the week, Queen?
Winners, all females doing great things since this is Women's History Month. March is.
March is Women's History Month?
Women's Appreciation. Women's,
that was yesterday.
No. We got the whole month of March. Whole month of March. Look it up. That was that thing about women not participating to let y'all know what a day without women would be, wearing red and all that configuration. But, yes.
A lot of them getting the memo yesterday because I seen a lot of them at work.
Looking at the whole month of March because, you know, we do a lot of great things. Mm-hmm. So I would like to say I salute all women who are doing their thing in a positive way. So I am the first. I made history when I joined the faculty where I work at as being the first female in my division. And that was in 2010. So, that's my woman's history fact. So I'm a winner also since I fall in that category. Losers, people who fight at after funerals.
Yes. It's so, all right. You know. I'm going to go ahead and tell you a story what happened.
This is going to be my keeping one.
All right. So over the weekend, I attended a funeral and they had a repast, you know, at the house and all that good stuff. They were just sitting around, just being a family and all that. And a damn melee breaks out. Malice at the Palace. Now, I missed it all because, you know, I wasn't feeling too well. I smoked some mid and I got sick. And so straight up. I smoked some mid and it made me sick. Like, I wasn't feeling good. So I stayed home. So I missed all the fucking good action. But from what I'm hearing, somebody got called. Well, somebody
insinuated.
Somebody insinuated somebody was a woman with loose morals and maybe one of the kids wasn't their husband's. And then
The kids were there
in front of the kids and everything. Then husband comes around the corner, sees his wife surrounded by people, thinking they about to jump her because she texts him, was like, yo, shit going down, you need to get around here. So he comes around the corner. You know, and then his mama trying to calm him down or whatever. He tell his mama to shut the fuck up. So once he do that, his brother's like, yo, don't be telling mom to shut the fuck up. So then the brothers start fighting each other. The wife come on trying to stop the fight. She catches an elbow, knee or something.
Uncle said that you ain't gonna talk to my sister like that.
Yeah, and she gets knocked out. And you know what I'm saying? Knocked out cold. So, all right, world star. Like, dress over her head, knocked out.
Like, looking like Miss Sophia.
Yeah, Nick.
God damn.
Niggas in the street scrapping in their church clothes. And shit is amazing.
She got the boutonniere on from the funeral.
Yes, sir. Like, hey, bro. Shit is crazy, man. So, yeah. Don't fight at funerals, people.
After?
Yeah, just like people grieving and, you know, it's just
any day but that day.
Yeah, dang, man. Man went in the ground a couple of hours, man. Y'all around here damn fighting outside his house, man. Just disrespecting his legacy.
God damn, sound like a whole bunch of losers.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of them. And now everybody's sorry. Everybody's calling, trying to plead their case and don't want the family to stop fucking with them because everybody's just like, oh yeah, nah, don't come to my kid's birthday party. Don't show up for Easter. None of those types of things.
Yeah, last time the family was together as a unit, bro, because I don't see, like, this, a lot of damage was done. You know what I'm saying?
A whole lot of damage.
Yeah, so it's, yeah, don't fight at funerals, man.
God damn. Shit. It's hard to say something after that, I guess.
My loser this week was Mr. Ben Carson. Dr. Ben Carson. Fuck. For his immigrants came to the country on the bottom of slave ships.
Can we pack his ass up in one of them?
Pack him under that motherfucker.
Slaves were immigrants with a dream.
Jesus Christ.
And I want to know who the hell sold them that dream.
And like they said, technically, yeah, they were immigrants, but you're a forced immigrant. Most of time, if I immigrate to another area, I'm going by my choice, not by force. You know what I'm saying?
What happened to Ben, man?
Yeah, look, then he's like, yo, did you hear what he said? You know, I told my wife I could drill and put a hole inside somebody's head and do something. And hey, the people you get too smart for your own good. He's a neurosurgeon. Like, that shit crazy, man.
He's a fucking
Have you ever seen his wife?
Nope.
Oh, okay. But look up Ben Carson's wife and just laugh.
Is she black?
Yeah, she's black.
I'm actually kind of shocked by that. I'm gonna look at it right now.
I mean, they've probably been married for a long time.
Damn, I mean, if y'all giving disclaimers already, let me see this picture. Oh, shit. I will not slander another man's wife.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm gonna leave that one alone. Wow. Yeah, so my winner this week.
So what does she do for a living?
She sings, obviously. You want to hear her sing the national anthem?
That wasn't her, was it?
Let's see it. Let's see. Ben Carson wife, national anthem.
Germ, tell me that wasn't her, bruh. That wasn't her, was it?
Bruh, that was her, bruh.
Oh, fuck.
Let's see. Yolo, let's stop the advertising real quick on YouTube because, you know, they are sickening. Hey, what happened to YouTube now? YouTube got advertising on everything now.
Hey, they gave y'all time to go YouTube Red. You don't want those commercials. Y'all didn't get that, so it's on.
YouTube's supposed to be free.
It was at one point.
Carson's having an event in
Let's see. Yeah, she's singing in Iowa. She sang the national anthem.
God damn, I didn't know it was her.
Let's hear that. Here you go. It's about to queue up in a second. I guess.
Really?
That's fucking terrible. But they wanted to give Rosie O'Donnell shit because of the way she sung it.
Hey, no, that was Roseanne, wasn't it?
Yeah, Roseanne Barr.
Well, I mean, Roseanne was disgraced. She grabbed her crotch and all that. She was like, she sang it as Roseanne, like the person on TV. Yeah, I was like,
did it sound better or worse than this shit?
That was ridiculous.
I think I go with Roseanne because she was being funny at least. I mean, she grabbed a crotch and she spit like a baseball player. Like, I was like, oh, okay, that's Roseanne, the TV show, not, you know, Ben Carson's wife really thought she was sounding good. Yeah.
She looked like she was giving it to the people. She had her eyes closed and all.
Yes, sir.
That shit was terrible.
Yeah.
How you a neurosurgeon, but you ain't seen your wife to the dentist?
I knew you were going down because that mouth is vicious. That mouth is like this.
God damn, man.
Like a piranha.
I mean, oh my God. I
mean, hey, Shorty got this major overbite, bro.
God damn, man.
Yeah, I mean, come on, bro. How you a neurosurgeon? Your wife mouth were all grind looking like that. Sorry. Go ahead. Who's your winners and losers?
Shit. I don't even know if it matters anymore, man. I was hoping you weren't going to get there. God damn. Brock Osweiler is my winner.
Okay.
Way to have a shitty season, get paid, get traded, and now you're a free agent or soon to be free agent.
Yeah, they said they traded for him, about to cut his ass. Like,
So the Texans traded Brock Osweiler for a fourth round pick. They gave away a second round pick. $50 million, whatever the fuck he was guaranteed, and a sixth round pick.
Damn.
And I think the Browns traded just that fourth round pick.
Damn.
And then the Browns plan on cutting him. So they just ate the salary because for whatever.
Mm.
I don't know. My loser this week is Brock Osweiler. Yes.
Damn.
You the double, man. How the fuck you get to the Browns and as a quarterback and you get cut? You ain't worth a fuck.
Hey, boy, Brock, boy, God damn, he was the hottest thing smoking last year, boy.
Hey, he did what he's supposed to do. You're supposed to cash in when you have a great, yep, a great situation. You cash in, and that's what you do. My other loser for this week, I know this is going to hurt your heart, Germ, is Michael Jordan.
Why would that hurt my heart so, right?
Well, I know that, you know, Cheese Eyes is the GOAT next to LeBron. Fingers. Next to LeBron, I know he's the GOAT for you.
Yes.
But he said the ceiling is the roof.
Ceiling is the roof.
And I have that shirt on the way, by the way. I will be wearing the ceiling is the roof shirt. I just want to know what the fuck Cheese Eyes meant by that.
Hey, bro, if you listen to these damn people that's trying to, I mean, what he really meant. I mean, if you think about it, like, one dude, he was arguing down. I was like, bro, there's nothing to explain. That was a gaffe. Like, there's nothing to take out of it. No, if you think about it, I mean, if you standing on the ceiling, then where, I said, who stands on the fucking ceiling besides Lionel Richie, motherfucker? Like, I was just like, that makes no sense. Like, you can't stand on the ceiling. Like, just like, and then what? The ceiling is the roof. Like, what? He just made a mistake. Michael Jordan was drunk as fuck. The nigga was drunk. Like, let's be real. Like, I mean, he was back in Chapel Hill. He probably fucked him a couple of young girls. You know? Man went right. Like, he was just like, yo, he was just saying any fucking thing, man. Like, no, you don't let drunk Michael. Like, they should have did that before the game. Michael Jordan was already, he had a whole half of drinking. Like, come on, he probably snuck him a little flask in there. Man, stop, man. Jordan was fucked up. Hey, end of story.
Well, the ceiling is the roof, goddammit. Do you want to give these people a shout out so we can get the ceiling is the roof out of here?
Got one quick question. My dog CJ over here. For $1 billion, would you have sex with an animal?
$1 billion.
Yeah.
Niggas is still thinking about this shit. I need somebody to say no, quick.
$1 billion. It's $1 billion. But I couldn't do it.
I think you're lying.
Yeah, I might be lying.
Yeah.
Might be lying. Hey, once I see that cat, boy, it got hey, I'm losing everything.
When they pull up that Brinks truck full of money.
You red like, man, that'll make you do, man. Queen Jern acting all tough like she wouldn't do it. Shit.
I would not. I'm saying because I'm a woman. I gotta take dick from an animal. Who the hell is doing that?
I mean, you.
Yeah, now if you
pick an animal that's not really going.
No,
you
know, that's a great point. If you flip the question, would I get fucked by an animal for $1 billion?
No, of course not.
Exactly. The
and
question's
so that's
different.
Why I can stand my ground and say no.
But yeah. Okay.
No, well. I'm not letting no. I mean, you telling me I'm supposed to be doing it to an animal.
Right.
And get some money, and you gonna come behind that animal and do it to me? Hell
not,
no.
Not even, so then, not right then, no.
not period. And nah, so you said to me, I'm supposed to get with you after you get with a dog.
I told you, you give me a month off, and then, yeah, but.
A month off?
Yeah, I mean.
And who I'm screwing in this month?
Nobody. You going through a cleansing.
I am.
You going through a cleansing. You ain't need to, because I'm telling everybody.
You're not getting a month off when you fucking a dog.
I'm like, yo, you know she fucked the animal, right? Oh, okay, all right. You know, nigga, I'm running everybody off to that month old. Then. You good.
So you getting a month off when you do it to the dog or the fish or whatever y'all said.
I mean, it's I'm not, he said fish. I never said fish.
Okay, well, it's all right with the fish. The mermaid.
Hey, $1 billion? Judge me.
Yeah, you know,
I am.
Man. Shout outs, man. Shout out to the crew, man. Be easy, it's all right. Welcome back. Happy belated, even though we told you on the show last week, but you didn't listen to the show, so you didn't know that.
I'm not coming back either, by the way.
Don't leave.
Man, shout out to Short T, man. I'm going to get your question next week, man. Yeah. Shout out to Ruler Myself, Pepe J from B-More, Dr. Abrasive, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, anybody else that listens to the fucking show every week or every other week, you know, if you only listen, you know, whenever. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, shout out to everybody, man. Queen Jern, got any shout outs?
No shout outs. I'm on spring break.
Spring break, no shout outs.
And you know, I don't never do shout outs because fuck it.
Shout outs, man.
This is what it is, man. It's been another episode of the Frocast.
2 hours, man.
2 hours, man. That's why I'm not coming back next week.
We had fun.
Yeah.
It was always amazing. Thank you for being with us, Queen. We appreciate you. Thank you for doing the show, Jern. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, CJ, for saying that you'll fuck that random dog for $1 billion. That's what's up. This has been another episode of the hottest podcast in the world on the dopest network on the internet, the Frocast, with your man Saul Wright, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting in with King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, yesterday, and forever, and Queen Germ, the Queen of Standards. We will holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast.
There you go. He gave you a.k.a. right there.
Appreciate
Queen
it.
Of Standards.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to keep us in line.
All
yeah.
Too, but yeah, I'm good.
Peace.
This
is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com.